Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Garage Talk Live. I'm Vince Bonfigli, and stay tuned. We'll be right back after these words.
Cajun's Candle is a family-owned company that makes the finest quality hand-poured candles you'll find anywhere, in many different colors, sizes, and scents. They use only the best wax and scents to ensure your candle performs to its very best, each and every time. Cajun's uses a unique blend of hybrid wax that consists of a 50% soy and a 50% paraffin mixture, enabling the best of both worlds in candle making. The soy base is to ensure a cleaner burn while being environmentally friendly, and the paraffin is used to achieve a great scent throw and the ability to add color nicely, giving those bright, vibrant colors that catch your eyes. Cajun's Candles carries a wide variety of gel candles as well. Need a fundraiser for your school or church? Candles make a great item to use for fundraisers for any type of function you may have. Give Cajun's Candles a call at 610-960-5677 or find them on the web at www.cajunscandles.com. And for all you Facebook users, be sure to like them at Facebook at facebook.com/Cajun's Candle.
And we're back here at You're listening to Garage Talk Live. It is Tuesday, November 24th. Thanksgiving is a couple days away, so I'd like to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. I'm sure everybody's going to eat too much out there and drink too much. Just be safe when traveling. Biggest travel day in the world coming up tomorrow. And Sunday on the way back, because everybody's got to go back to work. Except for me, I don't. But I took a couple vacations. But anyway, the NASCAR season wrapped itself up with all three series in action at Homestead Miami Speedway. Champions were crowned, and, you know, what more could I say? It's just one of those amazing things that on the season that the Sprint Cup was narrowed down to four drivers. Martin Truex Jr., Jeff Gordon, Kevin Harvick, the defending champ, and Kyle Busch, whose season was marred by the accident at Daytona in the Xfinity Series. So he was out 11 races. Told that he would be eligible for the chase, provided he was able to win and finish above 30th in points. Sounds like a virtual impossibility, but, you know, it can be done, and it was been done. If it could have been done by anybody, I think he was the guy that would have been able to do it. So even though when he won his first race this past season, he wasn't guaranteed a spot in chase. He still had to climb up the points ladder to get into that top 30. So that took a few races. And once in there, I guess he was there to stay. So he locked himself a spot in the chase. But anyway, in the truck series, at the EcoBoost 200, the race culminated with a big win for pole positioner Matt Crafton. Only 140 laps. The race took 1 hour, 35 minutes, and 10 seconds. 126 miles an hour, a margin of victory of 2.94 seconds. He's a Truck Series regular, so it wasn't a cup guy that took the bonus money. He led six times for 93 laps and took all the bonus points. But as was not the case, he did not win the championship this year. Of course, he has won it, so this year it wasn't his turn. John Hunter Nemechek finished second, qualified second. Tyler Reddick wound up third. Ben Kennedy was fourth. Tim Peters was fifth, sixth, Eric Jones. Johnny Sauter was seventh. Daniel Hemric was eighth. Ninth, Cameron Whaley, and 10th was John Townley. There were 14 lead changes among six drivers and four cautions for 18 laps, so it was a pretty clean race, giving the championship to Eric Jones, a rookie driver in the Truck Series. And, of course, he drives for Kyle Busch Motorsports, giving Kyle Busch a Truck Series Owners Championship. And, of course, he drives a Toyota. And Tyler Reddick wound up finishing second with Matt Kraft in the race winner, third in the points. Johnny Sauter, fourth. Timothy Peters, Cameron Haley, sixth, seventh. Daniel Hemric. John West Townley was eighth. Ben Kennedy, ninth. Spencer Gallagher rounds out the top ten. The win for Crafton was his 11th career NASCAR Camping World Truck Series victory. And no trucks dropped to the rear of the field. So it was a fairly clean race. So giving a championship performance to Eric Jones. Here's a couple words from the race winner, Matt Crafton, and then we'll hear with Eric Jones winning his first NASCAR championship in his rookie season, no less. So, you know, he's definitely a talented driver, one that you should watch in the future. He'll probably, well, it's not probably, it's most definitely going to wind up in with Joe Gibbs Racing because he wound up filling in for Kenseth during Matt's suspension the past couple weeks, so he's got a job for a while if he keeps up what he's doing. But here's the race winner, Matt Crafton.
Okay. We're going to hear from our race winner and two-time NASCAR Camping World Truck Series champion, certainly a very worthy and deserving champion, Matt Crafton. Matt wins tonight's Ford EcoBoost 200. He's the driver of the number 88 Ideal Door Menards Toyota, and he's joined by crew chief Junior Joyner. Six wins in 2015 for Matt Crafton. His first win at Homestead Miami Speedway. Matt, you had him covered up here tonight. Talk about your win here tonight. Sure you would have liked to got that third straight championship. But overall, your thoughts about tonight's win and then the season in total?
Tonight's win was awesome. The last two years, we haven't been able to race here and be able to take the gloves off and don't have to worry about a championship and just go out and do win. And that's all we had to do is worry about win. And I said there was nothing else was going to be make us happy. And so that's what we did tonight. And we had a phenomenal season, six wins and 700, and I don't think they said 780 laps. I think we led. That was a pretty good season. We just had one column that was bad for us. I mean, just the DNFs, and I made mistakes. Everybody made mistakes, but I promise you one thing, it's going to make us stronger for 2016.
And Junior Joyner.
It's Matt Crafton, winner of the EcoBoost 200, but the Crafton winning two straight, going for three straight championships. Fell a little short to this guy, Eric Jones.
Okay, let's hear now from our 2015 NASCAR Camping World Truck Series Championship team. And that is, the driver is Eric Jones. He drives the number 4 Toyota Toyota. The crew chief is Rudy Fugel. And the team owner is Kyle Busch Motorsports. Congratulations to the number 4 Toyota in the Camping World Truck Series. Impressive, impressive season. Let's hear from our championship driver, Eric Jones. Talk about what it feels like to be a NASCAR champion.
Well, I think it's going to take some time to sink in, you know, but just an awesome season, just a real team effort from the start, and some of the adversity we went through early on, and like putting the team back together to championship form there for the latter part of the season, and really going and working for the championship and getting ourselves a cushion coming into Homestead, and honestly still being able to run strong at Homestead all day. So just really proud of everybody. Just can't thank them all enough, and thanks Toyota and TRD and Scott and Smith for the opportunity alone. It's just so many things had to come into play for me to even be here at this moment. So it's just pretty special for everybody.
And Rudy, talk about you being able to get this championship.
And that's Greg Jones, your Camping World Truck Series winner. It was kind of a long weekend, I guess, for everybody. We tried to get Miss Sprint Cup on, but she wound up, I think the girls had the weekend off after a long weekend because of some of these events, and then, you know, the party celebration afterwards and all that kind of activity. But as we move on to the Xfinity Series, the race again featured a different winner than the champ. Of course, Kyle Larson was the race winner, taking the checkered flag, and of course he's a Sprint Cup Series regular, and he three were actually two cup guys and a truck guy, so no points were handed out for the top three spots. Austin Dillon came in second place, and Eric Jones, the now recently crowned Truck Series champ, taking over the 20 car in the Xfinity Series. He's probably going to get that ride next year, unless Kenseth wants to do a lot of races in the Xfinity Series. But I think Eric Jones is going to be one of those Joe Gibbs cars next year if he doesn't stay in the Truck Series another year with Kyle. But he wound up third. Brian Scott, championship contender, was fourth. Fifth was Ryan Blaney. Sixth, Daniel Suarez, a rookie this year. He's driving the 18 Aris Toyota, another one in the Joe Gibbs farm system there. Ty Dillon was seventh. Chase Elliott, last year's champion, was eighth. Ninth, Reagan Smith, and 10th, Darrell Wallace Jr. In 11th place was actually this year's champion, Chris Buescher. The race 13 lead changes amongst five drivers. Six caution flags for 26 laps. 200 lap race, fairly clean again. Margin of victory was 0.934 seconds, a bit closer than the truck race. The average speed was 128.26 miles an hour, and took 2 hours and 20 minutes and 20 seconds, if that matters. But, you know, when you're talking the end of a long day. But a new Xfinity Series champion was crowned. The defending champ did not retain his crown, but that's okay. There's good things coming for him in the future. Chris Buescher is your new Xfinity Series champion. Second place went to Chase Elliott. He was only, believe it or not, 15 points back. But when you only finish four spots ahead of your champion, I mean, you make up some points. No, but none of those two led laps, so they make extra points, no bonus points given there. But you can't only make certain much of a difference for Elliott to retake the title. Chris Buescher would have had to finish in the bottom 10, figure between 30th and 40th. So that wasn't going to happen. Of course, Chris Buescher running with number 60 Ford for Roush Racing. it's a good sign for Roush Racing. They actually claimed the championship this year. Buescher had won two races this year. So things are turning for Roush. In the Cup side, they need to move up a little better. So the championship is locked up there. And, you know, it's going to get kind of weird not having a race to pick or stuff to do. So next week, I'll keep everybody posted, you know, what we're going to do and for the off season, because if you've been following the show as long as some of you have, you know, in the off season we do something totally different. Maybe we'll change an air date to be a little different because in the off season I don't have to use the weekends to watch races, so maybe we'll move to a Saturday night. But check out our Facebook page at Facebook/GarageTalkLive. You want to give us a call and talk about the way the weekend went. A lot of friends of mine on Facebook with are happy, some aren't. But the number is 646-649-1899 can get you through. So we'll be doing things in the off season. So we'll keep everybody posted. And keep you all in touch. Anyway, we have the race winner. Kyle Larson, and taking his comments after the race. So here's what Kyle had to say.
Okay, our race winner for today's 21st annual Ford EcoBoost 300 is Kyle Larson, and he's the driver of the number 42 Crest Chevrolet for Harry Scott Jr., and he's joined by his crew chief, Mike Shiflett. Congratulations, Kyle. Congratulations, Harry and Mike. Kyle, I'm going to start with you. You just got a pretty good compliment there from Roger Penske about the ride that you had out here today. And that certainly is tall praise. But I must say that the ride that you had out there today, tracking down Dillon, you know, after you got behind there, this has to rank with a pretty good victory for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. You know, this is definitely my favorite racetrack on the circuit by far, at least for the Xfinity Series goes. And, you know, I was close to winning, you know, my rookie season here in 2013. About 50 foot short of winning it last year. You know, this year, you know, once again, we had a really fast car and you was able to lead the most laps again and almost gave it away again on a late race restart. You know, I was pretty frustrated with myself, you know, with 12 or so laps to go when Austin was about a half straightaway in front of me and didn't even know if I could even get to third, really. And you know, I was surprised that, you know, those guys up in front of me didn't get to the wall, where I had been running the whole race. And, you know, once the tires kind of slowed down, I was able to close very quickly on those guys and, you know, get to Austin's back bumper and kind of put a little pressure on him to make a mistake there because he knew he had to move up and try and take my line away and do it, you know, really fast. And he just got in the corner a little too hard and straight and got into the wall, and I was able to get my car turned down underneath him and, you know, come away with the lead off four and then just kind of cruise the win. So, but thanks to Harry, Shiflett, you know, Ineos, Parker Store, Target, Crest, you know, everybody, Chevy, you know, it's cool to help get Chevy the Manufacturers Championship. And, you know, hopefully we have a good cup race tomorrow. I thought our Target car was really good today in practice. So as long as I can keep off the wall, we should be okay.
Mike Shiflett, just talk about the win here today. Congratulations.
And that was Kyle Larson, your race winner in the EcoBoost 300 at Homestead, Miami. A lot of champions were crowned. Of course, you had your owner's champion, which, again, it's usually a battle between the 54 of Joe Gibbs Racing or the 22 of Roger Penske. And this year was the 22 again. Roger Penske's number 22 Ford took Xfinity Series Championship, and here's the captain on winning another crown. Seems this guy, all he does is win. Doesn't matter who's in the car. Kind of looked like he might have had a shot at the Sprint Cup, but both his drivers eliminated prior to the race on Sunday. But Joey Logano, who looked like one of the clear favorites, had a lot of help. But we all know what happened there. So here's Roger Penske.
At this time, we'd like to call up Roger Penske, who is Team Penske's owner. They have claimed their third consecutive NASCAR Xfinity Series Owners Championship. And Roger has just become the second owner in NASCAR Xfinity Series history to win three consecutive owner titles. The number 22 Ford with Roger Penske, team owner, is the 2015 NASCAR Xfinity Series Owners Champion. Congratulations, Roger, on yet another championship in NASCAR. Just talk about your thoughts about winning this championship and what it means to your organization.
Well, I think, as anyone would know, having three in a row is an amazing feat, and to think we did it with four different drivers in the same car. So, to me, that just shows the continuity and, you know, Greg Irwin and the team, what they were able to put together week after week. And, you know, we fought hard to win this championship. It's interesting when you have the Cup guys drive it a few weeks, and then you have Blaney and then Alex Tagliani had a great run, obviously, for us on the road courses. So, you know, it's pretty special to take something home this year, and I guess that's what we can do here at the end of the season.
Thank you, Roger. We'll take questions now for Roger Penske. If you have one, we'll take a few questions.
That's Roger Penske, the Xfinity Series Car Owners Championship. Here's the actual Xfinity champion, Chris Buescher. Driver of the number 60 Fastenal Ford for Jack Roush and Roush Fenway Racing. Wonder what he has to say about taking his first NASCAR championship. Came from the ARCA series and was one of the growth drivers for Jack Roush. So here's your Xfinity Series championship winner, Chris Buescher.
We're now going to call up our 2015 driver champion, and that's Chris Buescher. And of course, Chris is the driver of the number 60 Fastenal Ford for Roush Fenway, and he is our 2015 NASCAR Xfinity Series champion. Congratulations, Chris.
Thank you.
15 points ahead of defending champion Chase Elliott. And you join good company here as you become the second NASCAR Xfinity Series champion from the state of Texas, joining Bobby Labonte, who won the title in 1991. So talk about this championship and what's it feel like to be a NASCAR.
It's obviously pretty big. It's the biggest moment in my career. You know, just an awesome year for our organization, for our team. The guys did a tremendous job. You know, no DNFs all year, no mechanical failures, nothing that we beat ourselves on. You know, we were flawless in that regard, and it put us in the position to go out and win this thing like we did today. We didn't have to go out there and win the race in order to bring the championship home. We had to make sure we finished, and we did just that. Just so proud of the guys. Just thank you to Ford and all of our sponsors, Fastenal and Roush and Advocare, and you know everyone that came on board and helped this year. I think we ran 11 different paint schemes to make it to the end. So it was a tough year, but I'm so happy we were able to pull it off. And again, just so proud of my team. They really stepped up to the occasion and made sure that this happened.
Questions for our champion? If you have one, raise your hand. Start here with Kelly.
There's your Xfinity Series champion. Harris. They also crowned Daniel Suarez as Rookie of the Year. So it was a day for handing out for the awards coming down. Now, on to the big race. So we have a lot of audio for that as well. We have the Rookie of the Year, the winner, the race winner, the champion. So here is just the race. Turned out to be you had to win the race to win the championship. It looked like it was going to be a day for between Brad Keselowski and Joey Logano were your race leaders and led most of the laps. Logano led 3 times for 72 laps. Keselowski led 3 times for 86 laps. And everything was going along. Running second and third was Harvick and Busch, and then they would swap spots there a little bit. And next thing you know, there's a caution with 13 to go for, you got it, debris that apparently nobody saw. That being said, when they lined up for the restart, everybody, it was not going to be a gas mileage event. It wasn't going to be an event that pit strategy. It was going to be basically an 8-lap drag race to the finish because of the restart. I mean, because you look at the lap leaders, the big 4 lap leaders, believe it or not, were Logano, Keselowski. Harvick led once for 40 straight laps. Kyle Busch led 6 times for 41 laps. So those two were running real good. The Penske boys were running real good. It was just different segments. People led differently. On that last segment with Keselowski in the lead, he chose the inside lane for the restart, forcing second-place driver Kyle Busch to the outside. That put fourth, but I think it was Logano in third, and then I think it's how the restart lined up. Sometimes you don't remember who's in third, but Kevin Harvick was positioned fourth. So he was slated to start the race behind Kyle Busch on the outside line. If Keselowski took the outside line, Kyle Busch would have been to the inside, and it would have been the other way around. But anyway, that being said, now I knew when the restart was coming. I don't care where you put Kyle Busch, inside, outside. He is one of the best drivers on restarts that NASCAR has. They used to say the king of the restart was Ron Hornaday Jr., who's in the Truck Series, or in the Cup Series, or any race he runs. And actually, you can't bet against Kyle Busch. So they took off pretty even, and then they got down into 1 and 2, and Kyle Busch was able to stay in it and started pulling away from Brad Keselowski. And Keselowski held second for a little while, and Harvick got around him, and he wound up chasing Kyle Busch all the way to the finish. I mean, the gap that Kyle had over second and Harvick was 1.5 seconds. So that's a good length of distance. The average speed was 131 miles an hour. Took 3 hours and 2 minutes, 23 seconds. So it was supposed to start, though, at 3 o'clock, but it was raining. Go figure. You go from Phoenix in the rain to Miami. Okay, you'd expect maybe some rain in Miami. You don't expect it in Phoenix. But it was the second week in a row there was a rain delay. They had to drive the track. The actual race time started after 4 Eastern instead of 3 when it was supposed to start. And they went from there. Well, they ran the required distance, 267 laps. And this one was in the books. In the end, it was Kyle Busch taking the win. Kevin Harvick, the defending champ, was second. At one point, it looked like he might defend his championship. Then Kyle Busch took the lead, and then Kyle Busch ran second to Keselowski for a while. So if Keselowski won, Kyle would have probably still been the champion. But he put the win on the board, took the title, and wound up finishing his year on a high note after what happened in Daytona. He couldn't ask for a better season. I mean, it was his 5th win of the year. He won 4 to get himself in the chase. He had never won a chase race ever since the chase format, not the new one I'm saying, the chase format period has been implemented. 1 year he had like 9 wins in the regular season and then faded in the chase. You thought he was going to be on his way to a title, but it wasn't to be. It was in one of the Jimmy Johnson years. So there were 18 lead changes amongst 8 drivers, 7 cautions for 30 laps. Which was a pretty clean race. I'd say you get a lot of these guys leading for long periods of time, but Kyle Busch, a well-earned Sprint Cup championship for him. The 4th for Joe Gibbs Racing. The win for Kyle was his 34th career NASCAR Sprint Cup Series victory. He was, which doesn't sound like much because every time you see him, he wins, but it's usually he's won in the Truck Series. He's won in he's the all-time Xfinity Series winner. So the fact that he's got 34 wins doesn't sound like much, but he's only 30 years old. It's hard to believe. He seems like he's been in the sport forever. I think he finally came up when he was 18. He was younger than that when he started in the Truck Series, but NASCAR implemented the what they call the Kyle Busch rule. To compete in one of the major series, you had to be 18. I think they modified that this year. You had to turn 18 during the season because and you couldn't drive some of the bigger tracks. So I know there was a couple younger drivers this year that turned 18 in during the running in the Truck Series, actually. So that wasn't happening. So you have a new champ this year, Jeff Gordon. Wound up with a 6th place finish in his final race of the season. He led once for 9 laps. But his car didn't quite have it at the end. He did make it to this race, being the only chaser to win in the last round of playoffs before the finale. And Martin Truex Jr., the other Chase Driver in the final round finished 12th. Keselowski wound up fading to third. Joey Logano was fourth. Kyle Larson, who had a strong run all day, he wound up fifth. Like I said, Jeff Gordon was sixth. Matt Kenseth, back after a two-week suspension, or two-race suspension, was seventh. Eighth, Kurt Busch. Ninth, Jimmy Johnson. And rounding out the top ten, Denny Hamlin there. Kyle Busch, another one of the brothers to win championships. Prior to that, it was the Labonte brothers, Terry and Bobby. So that's how long it's been since you had brothers with Sprint Cup Series champions. So it's been a long season. It's finally over. The final, here's how the Chasers wound up. Kyle Busch obviously taking the championship with the win. Second place, Mr. Second Place, Kevin Harvick. I think he had, what, they said he had 13 second place finishes this season alone. Jeff Gordon wound up third, and Martin Truex Jr. came in fourth in the points. Now, it's a positive for him, in my mind, and a lot of other people's, that this was a good year. It was his second year with the team. They have gotten better since last year, so you never know. He might, again, be a threat. Only takes a win to get in and work your way through the elimination rounds. So who knows what's going to happen next year. But this was a long time coming. Kyle Busch had a lot of you knew the guy had talent. He won a lot of races. He wrecked a lot of cars. But he got older. He matured a little bit. Got married. Now he's, and then he has a baby. So, you know, that kind of puts you in perspective life-wise. Maybe you don't get to be such of the Kyle Busch everybody knew. He always seems like he's in a good mood of late. I've met him a few times, interviewed him a couple times. Once was at Nazareth, so in the Xfinity series. So it was early in his career. So that tells you how long it is. The last race at Nazareth Speedway. I think they only ran Xfinity and Indy. So those then they shut the track down. They sold it off, and it was in Mario Andretti's hometown. So Roger Penske owned the track. So that's nostalgia on in my life. So besides that, that's where. Then I've interviewed him a couple times at Dover, and that's how things go. But now he seems a little more settled, like kind of like Jeff Gordon when he first started out. There was he had an air about him, but an attitude about him. But he wasn't as bad as the Busch brothers. But Gordon is going to move on to take over in the booth at Fox Sports. He's taking over for Larry Mack. So it's going to be interesting. His old crew chief, Steve Letarte, works for the other network. He was there for the broadcast crew. He's the technical commentator. Figured have a driver, a crew chief, and then your regular host. So Jeff Gordon will be going into the broadcast booth next season, capping a career where he won 93 races and four championships. He had to drive for five for all these years and fell just a little short. Who knows what would have happened if he had a better car late in the race and I was wondering if it was kind of going to wind up where he would cap off a career championship as opposed to Kyle Busch capping off a season of turmoil and adversity and making it and all that to where he wound up coming home with it. But anyway, let's hear from the race winner and NASCAR Sprint Cup champion, the one and only driver of the 18 M&M Crispy Toyota, Kyle Busch.
Okay, we're going to hear now from our 2015 NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Championship team, and that's Kyle Busch, driver of the number 18 M&M's Crispy Toyota. He's joined by his championship crew chief, Adam Stevens, and his championship owner, Coach Joe Gibbs from Joe Gibbs Racing. And certainly congratulations go out as well to Toyota. This is their first NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Drivers Owners Championship. And certainly congratulations going out to our friends at Toyota. Well-deserved. Kyle Busch, how does it feel to be the 2015 NASCAR Sprint Cup Series champion? And congratulations, by the way, for a super, super performance.
Thank you very much. So far, it feels amazing. You know, I don't know that anybody could have ever dreamt of this year especially, but to have dreamt of my career path the way it's kind of gone, it's certainly amazing to have the opportunity right now to be in this position with Joe Gibbs and M&M's and Toyota and Adam Stevens. For them all to prepare such a great race car for me tonight, to be able to go out there and perform in this format and to do what we did, to end up in victory lane and to win this championship by winning the race was something special. So, you know, I don't know if it's all completely sunk in yet. I remember winning the Xfinity Series Championship, and it took it a little bit to kind of get in, and I'm sure we'll be feeling that here in a few weeks in Las Vegas. But, you know, this night tonight is certainly really, really special, and I can't say enough about all my team guys, everyone on this whole M&M's number 18 team, everyone that's back at the shop with Joe Gibbs Racing for building this awesome race car and all the hard work and everything that they continue to do each year, but more importantly through this year to put all the Gibbs cars in the chase and then to have us succeed all the way to the end is pretty special. So, you know, it goes back a long time too with my family and my friends and everyone that's worked so hard over the years to give me the chances that I've had and for me to make the most of them and to get to this point tonight. So, I don't know. It's pretty cool to be in this spot.
Kyle Busch, of course, crew chief Adam Stevens, a rookie crew chief for Kyle Busch. It's his first championship. Toyota, with all their years in the Sprint Cup Series, starting with teams like Michael Waltrip Racing or Bill Davis Racing, how far they've come. When Joe Gibbs went from Chevy to Toyota, there was talk of a championship because, of course, at the time, Joe Gibbs had won several championships with Chevy. Of course, Bobby Labonte being the first one, Tony Stewart winning two, and so he had three championships under his belt, and then they switched to Toyota. So Toyota had never won until yesterday with Kyle Busch. So that made it the fourth championship for Joe Gibbs Racing with two different manufacturers and three different drivers. I saw Dale Jarrett in the booth there talking about it, and they were saying that, but he won his championship with Robert Yates Racing with the 28 car. And but he started with Joe Gibbs Racing. He was the first one to drive the number 18 Interstate Batteries Chevrolet at the time. And then it went on to Bobby Labonte, who wound up taking the title in 2000. And then, of course, Tony Stewart a couple years later in the 20 car. So And then Stewart won another one, of course, on his own. His first year with Stewart Haas as part owner. Carl Edwards, who was actually driving for Roush Racing when they were still dominant. But Joe Gibbs has compiled a nice little stable of drivers with Matt Kenseth and Kyle Busch. Now in first year with Carl Edwards and Denny Hamlin. So, you know, Hamlin's been in it. He's been in the chase. He's fallen a little short. Maybe his time's coming too, Nick. You never know who is going to do this next year. But second place finisher and number two in the championship, who was the defending champ coming into this weekend, is Kevin Harvick. There's Kevin.
Tonight's race runner-up, and it's Kevin Harvick. And as I told him out in the lobby, he's been a super champion for NASCAR. Kevin, congratulations and our appreciation for the way you've represented the sport. He drives the number four Budweiser Jimmy John's Chevrolet for Stewart Haas Racing. And Kevin, certainly you gave it all you had out there tonight. Just came up a little short.
Yeah, just really proud of everybody on our team. We were definitely a little bit off tonight, and we just kept throwing stuff at it. And we never really found anything that really helped the car that was like, oh, man, that's what we needed right there. So I thought there at the end that the restart, we might do a little better than that. But obviously either the splitter was on the ground or the car was just tighter than it probably needed to be. And just I couldn't hustle it and got it tight and got it up the racetrack and got behind. So 18 car, he just had his beat all night for the most part. And as the night went, I just couldn't find anywhere that would make the car run better. The higher I would run, the looser it would get. I'd get on the seams and then push the front and then slide the back. And so just never could find anything. So it's been a great couple of years. And I know we're disappointed about finishing second tonight, but it's kind of the theme of the year, finishing second. So unfortunately, it's just one short, but all in all, it's been a great couple of years and couldn't be prouder of our bunch of guys.
We'll take a few questions.
And there's second place finisher in the race and in the point standings, Kevin Harvick. With the run he started off with, it looked like a sure bet. He was either finishing first or second. He got into the chase with a win early. And wound up finishing in the top two over a third of the season. So it was just a matter of whether he could have got the Kyle Busch at the end there. But in his own words, he said he couldn't. Calling it a career as a driver of the number 24, Jeff Gordon, who finished sixth in the race, like I said, going into the broadcast booth. The car will remain the number 24 next year when Chase Elliott takes over the ride. There was some speculation as to whether Chase would get the number 25 or the 24. Of course, Jeff Gordon fans would have loved to have seen that number sit for a while. But it was Jeff Gordon himself that actually said that, it should stay the 24 for Chase Elliott. And so that's what it will be. I'm sure Chase didn't mind. He's getting a top-notch ride with Hendrick Motorsports next season here. So he wasn't – I don't think a number meant that much to him. He did drive the number 9 for Junior Motorsports. It's a tribute to Awesome Bill, who drove the number 9. And now that's Sam Hornets Jr.'s car. So we'll see what happens. I don't think they'd give that to Chase there because of the fact that Petty Motorsports has that number. These numbers, depending on what's available, is when you bring a team in. And I think there's you have to renew the maintain of it every year. That's why they left it parked for the longest while with the number 3 for Earnhardt, but now the Austin Dillon's got it, and we'll see what he does with it. But anyway, here is 4-time champ Jeff Gordon on his final race of the season and a 6th-place finish.
Oh, man. I'm going to miss these guys. We're going to have to do this even maybe on the side.
Just for the heck of it, why not?
So Jeff Gordon has joined us here in the media center here at Homestead Miami Speedway. And the number 24 car tonight, the Exalta Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports, came in 6th at tonight's championship finale. Jeff, I know you gave it all you had, and certainly you went out on top as your career comes to a close here tonight. But certainly it's got to be a day of emotions and so forth. And maybe just tell these fine folks what you're thinking right now.
You know, gosh, I'll be honest, you know, the competitor in me, you know, got a little bit just so caught up in the moment of the race where we took the lead and I got really excited and I thought, okay, you know, we got clean air, let's see what we have. I knew that we needed a few adjustments. The track was really slick and, you know, there was some, I actually felt like when I got ahead of Kyle, you know, that we actually pulled away from him. So kind of got excited, got my hopes out there. But then Kevin started coming on pretty strong. And then we had that restart. And, you know, I knew when those guys got by me, I just didn't quite have what they had. I was just, you know, lacking a couple little things. And then the sun started going down. It really started changing, and we lost a bunch of positions and just couldn't gain them back. So, you know, right now there's definitely a part of me that is – caught up in that moment that we couldn't make it a little bit better, couldn't keep up with it. But I thought we showed what we're made of and what got us here. We fought really hard, fought back, and you know, we finished 6th. So for that, I'm proud and excited. I mean, nothing could have topped the way my day started. You know, I woke up, I was planning on sleeping in, and I was too excited, so I woke up a little earlier. Pulled up the shades on, you know, my bus, and my mom just happened to be, you know, walking by, and so that just made my day start so amazing to be able to sit down with her on that day, first thing in the morning, and you know, all the emotions and everything were just had to come out, and we just had a great conversation. So, and then my stepdad came in, and then a little bit later, the Ingrid and the kids showed up. So it was just perfect, just a little bit on the race. So. I'm overall, I'm still just extremely proud and excited, not only the way that we ran this weekend and this year, but just my whole career, and felt so good to see Rick Hendrick. I wanted to give him that race helmet. You know, I designed that helmet with the intent of giving it to him. He's so special to me, more than just a car owner, driver relationship. And I was so happy to have that moment getting out of the car with him.
We'll take questions.
And there's Jeff Gordon. And rounding out the final 4, 12th place finisher, Martin Truex Jr., who's came a long way from last year, of course, coming in as a 2-time Xfinity Series champion with DEI and Junior Motorsports when Junior started going to a growing talent. Back then it was called Chance 2 Motorsports because he wanted to give a chance to somebody to drive. And Martin Truex happened to be the guy that won that ride. So he wound up winning 2 Xfinity Series championships in a row and then moving up to the Cup Series, taking over the 1 car driven by Steve Parr. Winning a race at Dover for his first ever Sprint Cup win. I think it was his only one at the time. And I remember that day well because I was at Dover I was a regular there covering the races for my old station, WNJC Radio. And Catherine Bell was the grand marshal. I got some pictures with her. And the race was rained out on Sunday. So it was come back on Monday. Of course, Monday nights, I had to do the show. So I couldn't stay down there. I had to edit all my audio and get it all ready for the broadcast. And that was my Monday spent doing. So I had to pick up the race on TV, the 11 a.m. start. And had to go with it that way. And that was Truex's first win. Then he went on to Michael Waltrip Racing, where he had a lot of promise. The team, they had a sponsor in Napa, and they were pretty much doing their own thing. Then the incident happened with the pit road thing, and he wound up leaving and wound up finding his way through the 78 car. So that being said, a couple years there, he took over for Kurt Busch in that car, and away they went and had some good seasons, and this one better than last season, and making the final four of the chase, and this is what he had to say. So, you know, it's been a couple of years growing, so the things go as projected. They should be in it again and run better. Here's Martin Truex, Jr.
Okay. Our next championship four driver coming in 12 tonight, Martin Truex, Jr. He's a driver known to 78, Furniture Row, Denver Mattress Chevrolet for Furniture Row Racing. Martin, I know you're disappointed. You didn't get the prize you were wanting to get, but what a super season the number 78 team had.
Yeah, obviously a little disappointed in the way we ran this weekend. Just never could quite hit on anything to get the car to do the things we needed it to. So not from a lack of effort. The guys really put a lot of effort in to bring this car here. And you know, really throughout the weekend, we tried a lot and we worked really hard on it. And we didn't have much speed in practice, and we changed a lot last night on it, trying to, you know, kind of go a different direction, just never could quite hit on it. So a little disappointing our run, but super proud of our season, and really proud to, you know, to come this far, to come from 24th in points last year to fourth this year is, you know, it's a pretty big step. And I don't think most people realize just how big of a deal it is and how hard it was for us to get that far. So really proud of you know, Joe and Barney and just everybody at our team, everybody back in Denver. You know, got to thank everybody, obviously, at ECR for great engines and everybody at RCR for the past 2 years. The alliance we had with those guys worked really well, and really want to say thank you to them for treating us like one of their own. And you know, that's about it. Just a little disappointed in the way we ran here. This used to be a really good track for me in the past two races. It's been a struggle. So hopefully we can figure it out and be back in this position next year and you know, try to figure out a way to battle for this thing.
Well, the last 2 years have been a struggle, but he's been in a Chevy the past 2 years at that track. When he ran well there, he was in a Toyota with Michael Waltrip Racing. Next year, it's back to Toyota. Furniture Row Racing is going back to Toyota, is going to Toyota with port from Joe Gibbs Racing. So if you got that kind of, and with Gibbs Racing, the success they've had with Toyotas, as well as clinching the championship this year and getting all that support, Marty is going to be a threat. And I want to give a shout out to everybody that's joined me this season on the show. Shauna Robinson, a former Sprint Series driver. Erica Ender Stevens, NHRA Pro Stock champion, back to back. I think Robert Height at the beginning of the year. Alexis DeGioia. Blake Cook and all the other guys that came on the air. Richie Crampton, I have had a lot more drag racers on this year than NASCAR drivers, but you get who you get when you can get them, and we'll see in the up-and-comers that we've had in the off-season, Danielle Stratton and Jenny Haraldson. We're going to get, matter of fact, we're going to get them back on this year. So I'm going to give a shout-out to all race car drivers in the lower ranks that want to come on and talk about their program and the races to come, and that's racist, and the shows to come. You could message me on the Garage Talk Live Facebook page, and we'll go from there. It's been a great season, a lot of interesting racing. So we'll just have to see when it kicks all off again in February. But as for right now, we'll check back with me for programming notes and things, and we'll go from there. I'm Vince Bonfigli. It's been a pleasure having you all listen in. Congratulations again to Kyle Busch and Joe Gibbs Racing on winning the Sprint Cup Series Championship. I knew the guy had the talent to do it. He finally did it, and now comes the tough part, defending. So we all know what goes on from there. I'm Vince Bonfigli. You've been listening to Garage Talk Live here on blogtalkradio.com/Garage Talk Live. Everybody have a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you all next time. Have a good one. It's been great. Keep posted on Facebook.com and /Garage Talk Live, Twitter, at Garage Talk Live, and follow us there as well. And we'll see you all next week. Bye now.